Yep, but you do have to get out of your comfort zone though some way. Right now, I live near the beach, so I walk on the beach, but there's a lot of homeless people and up at the pier, and so that gets me out of my comfort zone regularly. And but it is challenging. It's very, very challenging to, especially one more person to get involved. I get so busy. But we'll wait a little bit before anybody gets here. I want to hear about you, not about me. So tell me where you are witnessing the children, or what you're doing.
I go to Bethel Grace Baptist Church in Bellflower.
Uh huh.
So
you're there doing Sunday school type class.
I do the Awana Wednesday night, and I help in nursery on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
So
Carver Neighborhood Bible Club's the same thing.
Yep.
It's all Bible Club. Yeah. And how about you?
I actually do Goodness Club.
Yeah.
Goodness Club.
Oh, join the club.
Yeah.
That's 55 years.
When I was going to quit, God wouldn't let me quit. I started a club many, many years ago when my boys were little, and they're now, well, they're grandfathers now. I have three children and 10 grandchildren and 9 great grandchildren.
Wow.
So just about the time I was going to quit.
Yeah.
I was about 40. And my kids are up, you know, getting in high school. I said, okay, this is about enough. And God says, well, yeah. And then I got pregnant. Pushing 40. So I started a whole new generation. And then I was going to quit again. And
you're not done yet. You're not done until I'm...
Oh, I'm not done.
My dad, I was raised with my dad always telling us, God has a unique retirement plan. When you're finished, you'll know.
No,
you'll
no,
be gone.
No, he doesn't let you out. Hey, welcome. We're all getting older. Gloria, that's my middle name. I love it. Can I give you a hug? I'm Miss Darlene, and you get to be a kid for me today, because I just love dealing with kids. Yeah, I started my first business many, many years ago, 50-some years ago. And you grow up through it, and God just shifts you.
Yeah.
And yet it's always been children. Before I forget, though, there is a wonderful conference. If you've never been to the Calvary, it sounds like a tongue twister, calvarycurriculum.com, the big one at, in Diamond Bar, at Pastor Ralph Reese's Church, Calvary Chapel of Diamond Bar. On the 17th and 18th, you will be with between 600 and 700 children's ministry teachers.
Wow.
And it is an absolute, there's like 90 workshops. It's just over, it's so much joy. I mean, we're just all crazy people.
Yeah,
it's on the 17th and 18th of February. You gotta register right away.
FEB.
Called Calvary Curriculum. Type in calvarycurriculum.com.
13.
17 and 18. February.
Oh,
17. 17 and 18. So if you wanna get blessed, and we just are thrilled to death. Our keynote speaker is
Because I do the teachers with the class.
Oh, just coming in the sanctuary and all this joy everywhere around when there's that many, there's between 600 and 700.
Oh, wow.
Children's ministry people. All together in one roof at Diamond Bar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Calvary Chapel of Diamond Bar, which is a Calvary curriculum, and they are worldwide. Mm-hmm. Larry Enterline was pastor of children's ministry at Costa Mesa when Pastor Chuck came many years. I go way, way back. I'm really BC. Before Chuck.
You look like
I was born and raised there. You know, I've just been there. I feel like I've been there forever.
Girl.
What?
You're looking at 92.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, are you 92? Oh, I'm going to give you another hug, Gloria. Just about the time you want to quit. I also had quit. Things were really, really busy. And I wasn't doing a good news club at my home. Because, see, that's where my real love is, right? My home. I have one at my home. I also have one at a public school right now. Plus teaching, but and if I get talking too fast, please tell me. Miss Darlene, hang on. So, or if you don't hear me, because I can get so excited and go too fast. And I love it when it's 3 or 4 or 5 of us. Because I've done, Lord, I can't talk in front of all those people. Okay, Larry said me in the sanctuary. But anyway, this young man came to me at that time before we get started. I'm still waiting for people in case one or two wants to come. I was just about ready to quit again, and we'd already stopped in my home because I was doing all this other, and this young man comes up to me and says, Miss Darlene, do you remember me? I said, yeah, Brian, you were a good friend of my son. He's like 45. He says, you got to start a good news club. I said, well, I just moved into my mom and dad's house. They passed away, and I have the house, and you got to start it all over again. I said, I don't think so, Brian. I'm up to my eyeballs. I'm up to my dandruff. I can't do it. And he says, yeah, but I got the whole club. I got 7 kids.
Wow.
Remember Kevin? He had 5 kids. And so now, because they grew up and they come back and they reproduce, and so now we have another whole club. Welcome, girls. What's your name?
Faith.
Hi, Faith. I love that name, too. Gloria. We have a Gloria and a Faith and a Sam and a Stephanie and a Rachel, right?
God doesn't let you. Just about the time. But somebody want to open us in prayer instead of me praying? Is someone brave enough, boys and girls? There's got to be one of you boys and girls. There's not any guys in here.
Oh, go ahead.
Go, Rachel. Open us up a little bit. And not just about me, about you guys.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for allowing us to be here this morning here at Calvary Church, Lord. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to learn more on how to ministry to your children, Lord. Lord, help us to get out of our comfort zones and to be willing to reach the people that you know that we need to reach. Lord, we just thank you so much for Ms. Darlene here and this small group that we get to be in, and help us to learn new skills to help in your kingdom building. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Well, as you know, it's on the attributes. Why the attributes? And I'm so glad you chose it, because the Lord spoke to me a number of years ago about who he was. And Pastor Chuck, where I come from, out of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, originally way back, Pastor Chuck Smith would say so many times, he would say, you know, when you don't know the why of God, boys, girls, now you're going to be boys and girls, okay? You don't know why God allows all these hard things to happen, right? None of us do. So go back to who he is. And if you go back to who he is, you don't have to understand the why.
Right.
And you know who he is. So I thought, the Lord spoke to me that morning in church, and he says, go ask the children if they know who I am. Mm-hmm. And you know, they couldn't come up with more than five or six. They knew he's the Son of God. They knew he was kind. They knew, you know, I thought five or six things. I thought, is that all you know about God? He's so big. And the Lord said, teach them who I am. Mm-hmm. And then they must know who they are in Christ. And then they must know who he is, the enemy. Always impressed with God and aware of the enemy. I see a lot of Christians and boys and girls impressed with the enemy.
Yes.
The fear and the enemy, just everything Satan said. Let's be aware of him. I'm supposed to be the person. So he began to teach me to teach them, and he began to teach you first. Well, how many things about God can I know? Okay, start sounding off, boys and girls. What do you know about God? Tell me something about God. He's amazing.
He's creating.
His character. Give me something about his character.
He's sovereign.
Good. There's a good S one.
Merciful.
Merciful, yes, he's very, very merciful.
Faithful.
He's so many things. I hear all kinds of letters. And so what I was hearing, lots of different letters, right?
Wow.
And you know that all boys and girls know their ABCs, right? But how many things about God do you know that starts with A? Good. Hey, I'm impressed. You'd almost be in my class. You won't believe how children will know this and get through this. Before you leave, you will have all 33 of these.
Wow.
You know why? Because they're ABCs. They do it across the ground. And so God taught me how to come up with them. And the children came up with a lot of these. And some of them I have double. Some of them I just have single. You can keep going as ad infinitum, because God is no end to God. He is what?
Almighty,
and we abide in his shadow, don't we? Because in the Bible, what does it say? And there's the Bible verse on the back. By the way, you can get this whole set. You get to go home with a miniature set today of your own.
Yay!
Right over there on the table, you'll see. All you have to do is cut it up, put it in a ring. I have contact paper in it first. And it's all 33 of them. But it was so wonderful, because we all love to sing, right, don't we?
Right.
The little two up here means, God is almighty, God is almighty, and we abide in his shadow, right? And he's also what?
Alpha and Omega.
Can you sing that one? God is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first. He is the last. Every one of those sings to Frère Jacques. How simple is that? You can go through the entire alphabet to Frère Jacques. You are so smart. What is A again?
Almighty.
Come on, boys and girls. What's another one?
Alpha
and Omega.
What is something about God that starts with B?
Beautiful.
Beautiful, and he makes all things beautiful. He does. And then on the back of every card is the verse that proves that, and it sings to a melody too, and it's printed right on the corner. So let's try C. What is he?
Counselor.
Oh, sing it with me. God is my counselor. God is my counselor. He will guide me. He will guide me. God is the deliverer. God is the deliverer, and he delivers my soul from death. God is the deliverer. God is the deliverer. He delivers me from death. A, B, C, D, E. Something about God that starts with E.
Eternal.
What?
Eternal.
Eternal. Very good. God is eternal. God is eternal. He has no beginning. Oh my gosh, and he will never end, will he? Now let's see how smart you are, boys and girls. A.
Almighty.
Really? You got that? Are you sure?
Yes.
Now Trader Joe's has ABC cookies. They will do anything for a cookie. What is A again, Gloria?
Almighty.
You get to have it as a cookie.
Almighty.
A, B, A, and yet I start throwing cookies out. So what is B?
Beautiful.
What is C?
Counselor.
So smart. D?
Deliverer.
E?
Eternal.
What do you suppose F is? All of you
faithful.
Know. Everybody, yeah, that is. Definitely so dark. God is faithful. God is faithful. He always keeps his word. And G, of course, God is good. God is good. And he takes care of me. Oh, it's another G. God is gracious. God is gracious. Giving. Yes, and you can see how you can teach off every one of these. You see the F, G, H is on the top of every Bible.
Yeah.
Holy.
Holy.
And then you just throw it. Oh, you did that so well. I heard Stephanie say it first. Stephanie, you throw that.
I know. I do.
You know, you do everything. They will do anything to get the, I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Now we're going to get a great big supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, right? They love big words, don't they?
Yes.
All right, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. What is that big word?
Immutable.
Wow. Immutable. You're going to be smarter than your mom and dad. Ask your mom and dad to come up with all these Sunday school today. See how many they can get. Uh-huh. God is immutable. He never changes. God's immutable. And for I, the Lord, do not change. Malachi chapter 3, verse 4. And that one even goes, what does that one go to? Row, row, row your boat. We did whatever you row. You know, for I, the Lord, do not change. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. On the back, they sing them. We sing every one of them. And pretty soon. And what is another I? Infinite. Can you all see this thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Can you all see it? I love this because I just got this new stand and we just redid it in bright colors. So they're called our coordinated. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. Just. What a smart boys and girls we have today. All right, you are really learning. Okay, here we go, everybody. How fast are you? A.
Almighty.
B. You're going to get a candy to this.
Beautiful.
C.
Counselor.
D.
Deliverer.
E.
Eternal.
F.
Faithful.
G.
Gracious.
Thank you. Good. Gracious. Good. You're so smart. Boys and girls, you are. Good. A, B, C, D, F, G, H, H.
Holy.
I, the great big word unchanging.
Beautiful.
Good. Boys and men. That's about to probably get 10 points or 20 points. A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J. We have just and K.
Kind.
Kindness.
You got it. H, I, J, K. He's so kind. Can you sing that one? God is kind, God is kind, and his kindness never ends. And there's the verse of Frozen.
Long-suffering.
Oh, he does. He's suffering along with all of us. I don't know how he puts up with that enemy of ours. I really don't. He just says so. Oh, my goodness. And the most important one of all, everyone. Oh, of course. So he did. What did he do? He said it. Lord
Jesus,
merciful.
Yes, he
did. And he is, now somehow, N. This took a while for me to come up with an N. Think.
Never
something
ending.
About God that is a character. I know you think he's never ending and all that, but that's Alpha and Omega. He's not far away. He is
near.
All the Pokemon, of course. God is near. God is near to all who call upon him. Oh, and now we're going to get into really tough stuff. Now, this is college stuff. Now, you guys are like great.
Wow.
How would you like to impress your older, even your uncle, great aunt, uncle, everybody? Do you know have some missionary? And
right.
Can they come up with three O's?
Three O's.
I call them the big O's.
Oh, yes.
Some of you might know them. Now, you're grown-ups. You might know the kids have never seen this. What's a great big word that means he's all-powerful? Can anybody say that big word?
Omnipotent.
Omnipotent, but I don't know. Just a power. Well, I need power for the hour and the need of the day. Many of you know that song. So P is all powerful. I tell you, I will tell you story after story of these of what this has done for my children and for myself. Thou will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And you cannot get through A to Z and keep your mind on the worry. You start going when you're at bed at night and you're worried or the middle of the day. Okay, God, I know you're almighty and I know you're the beginning and the end and I know you're beautiful, and you're my counselor. I know you're going to counsel me today, and you're my deliverer. You're going to deliver me from this trial.
Yes.
In your timing and your way, you see, you're eternal. You're always going to be here for me. You're never going to leave me. And you're so faithful. But you go through like that, and I have had a little child come up to me and say, Miss Darlene, I keep having bad nightmares. It's the same bad nightmare. It keeps coming over and over again. I don't know what to do. I said, what does God's word say? Thou will keep in perfect
peace.
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 Whose mind is stayed. Honey, you know your ABCs. Ask God to remove that and put your mind on him as you go to sleep.
Yeah.
See how many times you can go through A to Z before you go to sleep. She came back next week. Miss Darlene, you know, the nightmares are gone. The nightmares are gone. And she goes up to her friends. Do you know how to get rid of a nightmare? I mean, it's absolutely amazing what this will do for your children.
Yeah.
And for any of us. Any of us.
Yeah.
And so when Pastor Chuck said, when you can't understand why, we don't have to know the why anymore.
Yeah.
He'll eventually let you know the why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he's been faithful. You know, I've gone through so many things in my life, and like you have too, and at 80 years of age now, and like you say, Gloria, you know, you could look back and say, why did I worry about all that?
Yeah.
All the good that you were doing behind that,
yeah,
long term. So the big O's are omnipotent, and some of you know them.
Omnipresent.
Omnipresent and omniscient, right? And they learn them too, they do. Okay, you already know halfway through the alphabet already, and we're only at 10. Goodness gracious, you're so smart, boys and girls. And pretty soon you can learn them backward to forward. They want to know them both ways, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. And boy, you throw a cookie out every single week. By the third week, my kids have got a cold.
Right.
And then, oh, P is
peace,
of course, and he gives us his peace, and peace I leave with you. See, there's always the verse that proves it, because you have to teach him anything that doesn't prove it.
Exactly.
And God is what?
Quick.
So there was the cue, quick one.
He's not slow
about his promises, so he answers right away, doesn't he?
Yes.
But he's also very ill.
Right.
What is hell?
Long suffering.
He can be very long in answering. He can do both, can he?
Yeah.
Let there be light. Boom, there was light. But when you ask him to take away a trial and it's still there 6 years later, he can be very, very long suffering. L, and it's going to teach him all about God. Q, and then quiet. How is God quiet? Tell me some way you think God is quiet.
He quiets our soul.
Quiets our soul. That thought voice in here that's the Holy Spirit, that quiet, and the peace when you're sitting out on, there's no, it's hard in our cities to find a place to quiet, total quiet, but if you go down to the beach, you can hear that quiet before the sun comes up, or go to wherever you can find this quiet spot, Q, and then what's R?
Rest.
And then P, Q, R, E, we're about to rest.
Righteous,
you got it, faith.
Yes.
And he gives us his righteousness.
Ooh,
this is such an important one, the fact that he gives that to us.
Yes.
And QR. Okay, you guys have looked pretty far. I'm going to test you. You all get cookies before you go. And by the way, every one of you gets the free D-mail. I'll show you how you all know about the gospel colors, most of you. We'll show you one way I use them. But I have bags of them over there for everyone. You can take a whole bag home free. Or whatever. I had a sweet, sweet friend who is getting ready for the new conference that's coming up in February, like I was telling you. February 17th and 18th is the big one at Diamond Bar. She's did 130 of these packets. That's over 680 sewing at home, just so that all the teachers can have a free day. Because we use them in so many different ways, the gospel.
Yeah, that's
yes?
I said, that's the bracelet.
Yeah, that's the bracelet. We have it everywhere. We have the bracelet. We have it in paint. We do everything with the gospel colors. So let's see how smart you are. You all get 100 points for this, okay? For your team. All right, A. That's a B.
Beautiful.
C.
Counselor.
D.
Deliverer.
E.
Eternal.
F.
Faithful.
B, C, D, F, G.
Good.
Gracious. J, C, F, G, H.
Holy.
I. He doesn't change. And then he's so big that he can be measured.
Infinite.
Very good. Can he be measured?
No.
He's not 9 foot tall like Goliath. He's bigger. A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J.
Just.
K.
Time.
L.
Long.
Another L.
Love.
The most important one of all. L. M.
Merciful.
M. N.
Near.
Good going. Look how smart you are. You know, the kids will get them faster than we do.
Yes.
And now, who knows all powerful O? Remember, omnipotent is powerful. You know, like there's a powerful smell. I tell them, like, if you skunk comes in the neighborhood, it's pretty powerful, right?
Yeah.
Or it's powerful this way for God. How about he's everywhere at once? He's present.
Omnipresent.
And how about he knows everything? And that had, you know, that word almost has a word science in it. I tell them. They get them mixed up at first, but you can remember omniscient because it almost has the word science in it.
Yeah,
see, science and God knows about all science, way beyond and above science. Righteous, MNOPQRS. Now that's the big one that means he controls everything. Who is, remember?
Sovereign.
It's a big word for little kids. Remember, he reigns like king. There's the word reign, sovereign. So that's how we can tell him he is. Isn't this, what would we do without that?
Yes.
I'll tell you, he will just carry us far and above and beyond. The big, and it controls A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, G.
Truth.
He is a God of truth, and he's a triune God. I've got both of them. You got them both. So we've got the truth, and you can teach off of all of these, as you know. There is no lesson you're teaching where you couldn't have this book with you.
Amen.
Because every lesson you teach has got the attributes of God.
Yes.
You
know?
Yes.
And you can focus on that attribute for that week and then still review them and throw out the cookies. Let me tell you, don't do anything for those little ABC cookies from Trader Joe's. And also, by the way, they also have 1, 2, 3s in here. You see these things called go to Trader Joe's. They have Trader Joe's. They have it's called Schoolhouse Cookies, and they have the 1, 2, 3. So when you're teaching the Ten Commandments, you have the numbers 1, 2, 3. They'll do anything for bribery, but they'll do all for reward. RST, you. That was a hard one to talk about. What does he always do? Do we always understand everything?
No.
No, but he does. And that means when you're sovereign, you're going to teach him, you're going to be taught by him to not have to understand. Leave the understanding to him. This is what I do with the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't understand, but maybe 10 years down the road, somewhere, I'm going to throw it in the hopper at your lap right now. And I'd love to tell the story. I will tell the story of a great evangelist. Any of you ever heard of Brother Andrew?
Yes.
God's smuggler who smuggled Bibles into the communist world for years, and then he passed away just recently in 94. But he talks about not understanding when he had done a major Bible drop, and he had 15 warriors go into a communist country of Bible carriers, Bible warriors too. And they had prayed a whole lot about it. It was one of the biggest Bible loads they've ever done in all the history of the ministry, and they got caught. After they prayed about it and invested a huge amount of money to get those Bibles in, hundreds, thousands of them, I think, several thousand. And they prayed, so, and they all got caught, and they all got put in prison. And Andrew says, Lord, I don't understand. You clearly led us to do that. You made it so clear. And he just said, I couldn't deal with it. They eventually God did answer. All of them got released. He got treated pretty badly, but they all got released. None of them died. And 25 years later, when he's in Turkey, now ministering to the Muslims, he's in Turkey. In a Turkish newspaper on page 8 is a little article. Ceausescu falls in Romania. Okay? He was a horrible dictator in Romania.
Right.
High load cache of Bibles found in a room at a point where revival was sweeping Romania because of the war. Because you remember when they got free from the horrible thing. And all of those Bibles went out all over Romania, all in Romania.
Wonderful.
In God's timing.
Yes.
Not this.
Yes.
And he would get to see that living in Turkey in a newspaper article because he said, God, someday if you want to explain that to me, it'll be nice. So when you don't understand things, boys and girls, just wait. Wait on God. I don't understand right now what I'm going through with one of my kids. I don't. I've been through a lot of different things, just like our brother up there that was just speaking. We all go through things that we don't understand necessarily at the time. But in his timing. Maybe it won't be till I get to heaven.
Right.
But I know one thing. God understands. He knows what he's doing, and he is sovereign. And so that's a wonderful thing to teach them, too, through understanding. And so boys and girls, if you don't understand, just go to God and go back. Well, God, I know you're faithful. I know you're good. I know you're righteous. I know you're fair.
Right.
You're just. And I'll even answer a bigger question with things. Look at that. And is V or S T U
victorious?
Oh, he is victorious. And by faith we have his victory. And that's a wonderful verse too. What do we put that one to? That's row, row, row your boat again. I got a lot of unusual ones. So W?
Wise.
Wise. Now X.
Excellent.
I had a hard one with that one. I said, Lord, I don't you're going to have to help me here, Lord. I don't see anything. Where am I going to find a scripture with X?
Right.
You know, and all that. And sure enough, I'm reading my Bible, and I read. I've got to show you the scripture first before I show you what it is. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Remember that melody? Now to him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us, unto him be glory, 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 glory. Now to him who is able to do exceeding. And so I say, he is a God who what? He exceeds in all things. Everything he does, he can be an exceeding. He's an exceeding God. So I just, we just drop the E.
Yeah.
It sounds like an X word, doesn't it? Exceeding.
Yes.
So we took that one. And XY, we took his name, of course. He has many, many names. I asked the children how many names they have. So he is risen. And he is zealous.
Serious.
And you know what? You can do them all. Right now, you could do every one of them.
Wow.
Let's try it. A.
Almighty
God. B.
Beautiful.
C.
Counselor.
D.
Deliverer.
E.
Eternal.
F.
Faithful.
G. Two of them.
Gracious.
Good. Can you see the EFGH?
Holy,
holy,
holy.
The Bible, H, the big word that doesn't,
beautiful.
It doesn't change. I,
beautiful.
Can't be measured. I,
you're
so smart. H, I, J,
just
K,
kind.
L,
long suffering,
loving and long suffering. M,
merciful.
N,
near.
The big O's,
omnipresent.
Very good. M, N, O, P. He's like not a God of war. He's a God of
peace.
Her distress, he's a God of peace. Q,
quick.
He's also very
quiet.
R,
righteousness.
S,
no.
He reigns.
He's
sovereign. See how, look how much, and we're old. We have our time. You know, they'll get it way faster than you will. Q, R, S, T.
Traitor.
Okay, R, S, T, U.
Understand.
Okay. V.
Victorious.
S-T-U-V-W.
Y.
X.
Exceeding.
Y.
Yahweh.
Z. Give yourself a hand. We're not looking at those. I tell you something. You're not going to believe what God will do with these. Now I'm going to give you a big, hard question that's in the world. How could God be L, loving, and all-powerful? At the same time, my children said, and the world says, you don't have a God that's loving and all-powerful. I said, yes, we do. No, there's a murderer, and he's killing and abusing children, and he's never getting caught. Now, he's either not loving, or he's not powerful. He can't stop it. He can't be both.
Right.
That's what you get from the world.
Yeah.
Right.
How are you going to answer that, boys and girls? What's the answer? They're not looking at all what God is. Is God just?
Yes.
Is that murderer doing a horrible thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Have you ever done a horrible thing?
Yes.
Have you murdered someone in your heart by not liking them?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like the Bible's teaching us, we're murderers.
That's
right. We are, right?
Yep.
We're murderers.
Yes.
We've had horrible thoughts about people, right?
Yes.
And yet he's just.
Yeah.
Now, if he's purely just, what's he going to have to do with that murderer over there and that bad guy and that bad? To be totally fair, he did it once. He wiped out the whole thing. What did he do in Noah's time when it got so bad that everybody was eating you? What did he do? Just as he flooded the whole room, right?
Yeah.
Why? Because he loves, but he's also very loving. But if he's just, right, and loving, he's done the most loving thing he could ever do. He came down in his justice and became a man,
yes,
to die,
right,
for you.
Right.
You have to look at all of who he is. He is loving. He is holding back, or he'd wipe you out. He'd wipe you out right now, Kathy. You don't want to get wiped out right now? Maybe not. Maybe he has more. Well, I do too. I want to go home right now. But he knows that that's the answer. They have to look at all of what God is. And they don't look at all of what the Bible is. And so we get off track.
So true.
Right?
No.
This has been one of the greatest tools I've ever used.
But then he winds up living in us.
That's right. And that's how we have to know. Now that's the next thing. Remember I said that the Lord spoke to me that morning, Gloria. Then the Lord said, they must know who I am.
Yeah.
Teach them. Okay,
right.
This teaches them big time.
Right.
This
yes.
really
yes.
does teach them. And when they start admitting who they are and who they are in Christ, but they don't know, but they blame themselves that they don't know who they are in Christ.
But
so you need to assure them of who they are. Mm-hmm. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, right? So if it's Jesus in you,
yeah.
then how can you fail? I have the mind of Christ. I go to the market now, boys and girls, I can't remember what I'm supposed to say. He said, well, God, you told me I have your mind, so I'm supposed to bring that stuff home. You know, you just put it into everyday application. But just keep assuring them. Who, if I was to ask you who you are, what do you suppose the first thing that boys and girls will say? Who are you, Kathy? What would you, if you were a third grader, say?
I'm a girl.
I'm Kathy. I'm in third grade. You know, I do this. I'm a soccer player. I have all the things that we do or are. But if you change sex, which they're doing these days, boys and girls, or if you were not in third grade anymore, you were not a soccer player, or you are a child of, you're a child of your mom and dad, but now mom and dad are gone. Now you're not a child of mom and dad, or you're a mother. And all of a sudden your children are taken from you. You're no longer right. You can't take those things, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to do that. Assure them by letting them know who they are. What are you first and foremost? A child of God. Can you ever lose that?
Right.
Yeah,
no.
So work on that one. And the way I do that is I teach them with this. And one of the things you really want to find out if they are a child of God. How do you know? Wait a minute, I think I have it up here. How do you know your children are a child of God? None of us really know each other's hearts, but I wanted to give you a sheet that was one of the most impressive that was given to me by a child evangelism teacher many, many years ago, Mary Eason. I don't know if you ever remember
yes.
Mary Eason out of Reseda. You heard that name. She's been around CEDA for many, many years, mm-hmm. as old as us, Gloria. this is a little sheet you can pass out to your children and let them fill it out at their own. And it's called, I call it my little spiritual inventory sheet. I say, fill in the spaces as you can, relax. This is not a test. And it says name, and his name is Alec Wood, 8. And what do you remember about the time you asked Jesus in your heart? And he wrote, years ago. Well, when was it? Sunday school. Who helped you? My teacher. Why did you accept Jesus at that time? Well, I don't remember. You're being totally honest. Have you told anybody about having Jesus as your Savior? Yeah, I told my dad. Who could you tell today? Anyone in this class? Can you think of a Bible verse? And it goes right on through. Do you feel you've given yourself whole self, yes or no? And some of them will put yes or no, some of them don't know. And there's a little kids that don't know. I don't really know where I'm at. It tells you so much if you can get them to fill it out. How has Jesus changed you, right? True or false? Since I have given myself to Jesus, I'm honest more often. True, he wrote. He thinks he is. I do not tease little kids as friends as much. Yeah. My prayers are not just for myself.
Right.
False. See, they're so honest. You're going to hear where they are. I do not lose my temper as often. True. I'm better at that, Miss Darlene. Honestly, he told me. I read my Bible more often. False. See, they're so true when they're just doing it to themselves. I say, you only have to put your name on top of you, but you can watch which ones are. And then write a letter to Jesus asking him to begin working in your life. Please let my mom not lose her temper as often as she does. Now I know she is under a lot of pressure, but please help her. So now you have something very valuable about that child.
Right.
And I cannot tell you, here's a letter to, Dear Jesus, please make me a good daughter for my mom and dad, and I would be a better example for my baby cousin, and she would learn to love you, Lord. I pray I wouldn't leave you ever, ever, ever. And you would always be my Savior, which is precious. And here's true, 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 false. But you get the most amazing. So this is an inventory sheet. There's copies of them as you go. That is a wonderful thing. The other thing is who they really are. And we are with all children. I find children worry a tremendous amount and are fearful today like never before. And so I have my worry bag that I have. And I've given you a sample of how to put it together. But boys and girls, can you tell me something that you worry about? Or if not you, if you think something you know that people worry about. What do boys and girls worry about? And for a while they can't think, they may couple, but then you pass this around and you say, Grace, take something out of there for me. Pull something out of there. We all worry and get anxious about a lot of things, but turn it over. That now I did a picture on the back for little kids that can't read, but
scary thing.
Scary thing, Rachel, that you worry about?
Monsters on the bed.
Oh my gosh, getting lost.
In the closet. Getting lost, getting in trouble.
What are we supposed to do with those worry things? We bring them to Jesus and say, Jesus, this is what I do. I'm really scared. Mm-hmm. Are we trusting God when we're scared, boys and girls? No, honestly, be honest. We're afraid of what man can do or someone else does to us, but are we trusting that God can keep us through it?
Right.
No, that's right. When we worry and are anxious, we're not. come up and they bring it to the cross. Well, when I did this, let me put it up here for you. What we did is we talked, as you can see, a real quick release time message, or Good News Club message, Sunday School could be around this. What others think,
mm-hmm.
not doing well, mm-hmm. family problems, being left alone, unliked by others, how you look, this is on my kids,
mm-hmm.
schoolwork,
mm-hmm.
death,
mm-hmm.
and we that. What others think,
yes.
and not doing well, so we go on. And they bring all of those one by one. To the cross. But what happens on this, and I've had it happen numerous times, but I'll give you my best example. There was a little girl in the class. We had our heads bowed and we talked about the things that we worry, and we want to assure them of how God takes care of them if we confess and say, Lord, I'm just not trusting you with that. I'm really scared of that, or I'm really worried about this. How many of you are willing to pray right now with me, and I have them bow their heads? And I say to them, just tell God right now in your thoughts something that you're fearful of or worried about. Tell him that right now. Now confess to him that you're not trusting him with that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that? You say, God, I'm sorry, I'm not trusting you with that. Forgive me. Now ask him to take that out. Does God want you to worry, boys and girls? Does he want you to be fearful? Does he want you to carry that sadness? No. Now ask him to take it out of your heart. Just remove it, God. Forgive me. I'm going to trust you from now on. And you're talking that way when their heads are down and they're praying. You never know what the Spirit's doing. So one day, I'll just give you one illustration. I had a little Good News cover who went, first time she'd come to the club and we did this whole bit. And I never saw her again. She didn't come back. Oh boy, I really knew it. I probably scared her to death or something, you know, or God didn't take the word, whatever. I was just feeling terrible. I hadn't seen her for 3 weeks. 3 weeks that I ran into her. Her mother in the neighborhood, I think it was at the market, but anyway, I said, I haven't seen Chrissy. I'm so sorry. Oh, she says, we've been meaning to get back. I've been meaning to tell you, darling, what happened. I said, something happened? She said, we've just been busy. That's why we haven't been back. But we'll get back. She said, but I saw her come out of your house, and I was coming down from the end of the street to meet her, and then I saw the neighbor's dog come out. Well, you don't understand. Chrissy is terrified of dogs. She melts down around dogs. She screams around dogs. I mean, we get anywhere near a dog, and we have this major meltdown. And so I saw the dog, and I started to come to her, and I just stopped because I saw her stop and walk over to that dog and pet it.
Wow.
And rub it. And I said, what happened, Chrissy? She said, well, I just told God that I wasn't trusting him, and I asked him to take the fear away, and it's all gone, Mom. I'm not afraid of dogs anymore.
Oh,
God is so faithful. And she says, you know what she does now? She comes up to her friends at school. Are you fearful? Can I tell you a way to get rid of your fear? She went out to her neighbor, to her school, and told people. So
wonderful.
It's wonderful. It's just amazing when we trust God to take our own fears away. And I'll guarantee you, by the time you go through A to Z, you know, and you just assure them if you have anything. So you would like to have one of these big copies, probably. Well, online at calvarycurriculum.com. I do 4 workshops over there at Robbie's Church, and they have an online program on there called calvarycurriculum.com. And you just slash Darlene Tice attributes, and they'll pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's getting the new ones on, so I would wait a week or two. He's just, in fact, if you could wait to the conference, that would be good. Because he's just on overlook, but these are brand new visuals, the big new ones. I think the old ones might be there, but you'll be able to get them there. And of course, you'll have your own miniature copy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then the children, if you want to make lots of colored copies
right.
of the miniature, the children can have their own that way.
Mm-hmm.
You just cover them with contact and punch them.
Cool.
You know, so.
You said calvarycurriculum.com/your name?
Yeah, Darlene Tice, T-A-G-I-S. It's one S, by the way. Sally always puts an extra S on them. Darlene Tice slash attributes. Yeah, it should come up. If it doesn't, it will eventually. And you can also put conference, Calvary Chapel Children's Ministry Conference, if you want to come in February.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little pricey because all the prices went up. They're going to give you a whole corner bakery, huge big lunch, plus all the, you won't believe the materials you'll have. It makes mine look like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to get to one other subject along with this. Let's see, I'm sure I got, oh, the enemy. That's why you can really dispel the enemy, too, because you can discuss all of what God is and then how little power he has with the worry bag, you know, because you see how God is going to God is so faithful. Children literally believe him.
Yes.
We have a hard time with it. But they when that little Chrissy said, "Dear Jesus, will you just take it away? I'm sorry that I haven't been trusting you." God honored that, and he'll do that because I'm a faithful little child, as you know. And I love those stories. But one other thing I wanted to cover a little bit, if we had a chance, because I used to do it, but, and that is a new method, not a new method, it's been around for quite a number of years, but I only came on to it about 10 years ago, called Simply the Story, which is a method of teaching the scriptures by simply staying right with the scripture. And I brought you a CD. I heard this CD many years ago by Dorothy, by a little lady called Dorothy Miller. And she's on this CD. She is. This has been recorded many years ago, but it'll tell you the whole principle of Simply the Story. And when I started using this method, my kids not only remembered the story, they knew the application that they applied. They knew how to repeat the story. God, thanks. Then they knew how. So if you want a tool in your hand, this is the finest teaching tool I've ever had. It is basically, it shut me up. Because in this method, you just simply, in 2 minutes, tell the whole story. Well, now there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and Mary was there, and Jesus and his disciples there, and you tell just the story, and you can't read it. And what really is a challenge is you read that story out loud to yourself. I'll guarantee you, if you want to really learn a story, read it out loud, close your Bible, and tell it to yourself. Oh, I forgot about that part. And she went to the steward and said, oh, what did Mary, what did she say? Whatever he says to you, do it. Woman, what has your concern have to do with me? My time has not come. You get down that the right line, just right. Even if you have to read out the Bible to them, but you prefer. Anyway, by the time you tell the story, that's 2 minutes. Now you get to do nothing except ask questions. So you, they even have sign language. You know how kids have sign movements?
Yes.
Tell the story, then you ask for a volunteer. If I told you the wedding of Cana, the first miracle, you'd tell it back to me. Well, it was this wedding, and they ran out of wine, and Mary went to Jesus and told them, you know, you tell me basically, oh, you got did pretty good. So then you ask questions, what, where, when, which is basically inductive Bible story. Now, where was it in, where, in what city?
Cana.
Cana, where?
Cana.
And what was the problem they had?
They ran out of wine.
And who went to who?
Mary.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to what, where, when. You're going through the whole story by asking them. So what you're doing is a pull-through, okay?
No.
Now, you're not talking at them and lecturing at them anymore. You've only told the story, and they're telling it back to you.
Right.
First, you have one child stand up and tell it, and you congratulate him. Well, they went to a party, and they ran out of wine, and Mary asked Jesus to get it fixed, and they got it fixed. And then they forgot about the 6 stone water pots full to the brim, and, you know, the whole thing. You've got a lot more facts, so... You tell the story, you ask for a volunteer to tell it back. Can you imagine doing this with your kids? And then you go through. Now how many times have they heard the story?
One, two, three.
You told it. A child told it. You went through the entire story again. Number 4, you look for spiritual observations. Oh. Mary went to who again? Jesus. Have you ever had a problem? Who do you go to? So there you go through spiritual observations. You ask her, can you think of a time when you had a problem? Who did you go to first?
Jesus.
You see what I'm saying? And those questions are on a bookmark, which I brought over here for you too, I think. Yeah, the bookmarks are right here. But be sure and take one of these. It'll only take you 20 minutes to listen to this, and it will so revitalize your teaching, and you can get the training out in him. But these are the steps are on here.
Okay.
And then there's more information by these little brochures. If you really want a whole handbook on how it teaches it, here's the whole handbook. And out of this technique, she developed what's called the God Story Project, which is a 80-minute film, Genesis to Revelation. You've all heard of the Jesus film, right?
Yes.
This one is now in over 240 languages all around the world, run out of a little tiny ministry in Hemet. Dorothy used to say, can anything good come out of Hemet? Hemet, out of a trailer. No paid staff. Volunteers around the world and in 2 because it starts at Genesis and it's Dean Jones does the narration. So there's the DVD. But if you wanted the booklet, I've got a few of these in the God Story. This is actually I finally illustrated it for. But see, this works around the world because it's all oral.
Everywhere.
When you're telling the story oral, how do we get our Bible? We didn't have the printed Bible until the Gutenberg Press. How did Christians learn about all those stories of the Old Testament orally?
Mm-hmm.
And who was dependent upon keeping them accurately? the Holy Spirit. That's how we got our Bibles orally. So they'll go into villages and tell several stories, and they'll graduate and get a player that actually plays all 66 stories that tell the entire, from the key stories all the way through the whole Bible. And then this is some of the pictures from that video. But the video is so much more impressive. But if you want the actual how they did it, you know, this is a literary form, you know, for people that can read and write. But you do realize that even in the United States, we have very few people who are literate enough to read. You'd be surprised how many people are totally literate anymore. They can read. They can read a menu. They can read a thing. But to read a whole chapter in a book and tell you what it said, they can't do it.
No.
It's just sad. So we've got to get back to just doing it orally, and this is sweeping the world right now. Mm-hmm. So there's brochures there for you to pick up, the worksheet and that. And please take a the bean bags. My heart was dark. You know what to do with bean bags. I don't have to demonstrate that. But take them, because I have this precious friend who never gives up. She has cancer, very severe cancer. Mm-hmm. And here she's made over 130 of these sets just to give away to all the teachers, so she wants to bless you. She knows that's a standard tool, the gospel bean bags. He has loved to throw the bean bags. You know the song, My Heart Was Dark with Sin Until the Savior Came In. His precious blood I know. And I got 3 minutes. And what I do with them, the precious blood I know, I throw them out. And of course, I have a kid come up here, and they will choose this every time, right? They love this, and they get to go. They have a basket here, a small basket. And my heart was dark with sin until the Savior came in. His precious blood I know. Oh, dear. Is that it? His precious blood I know has washed me white as snow. And I'll even throw in God's word I know. I'll walk the streets of gold to grow in Christ each day. I'll read my Bible and pray. Now, then they've thrown them out, so then I let them hold the little song card, and then I have a little bucket, which I don't have with me, but I'll try to catch it. Now, can you sing it and throw it when we get to your color?
Oh.
So who has the black one, boys and girls? My, everyone has to be singing my.
Heart was dark with sin
until the Savior came in. His precious blood I know has washed me white as snow. If I get everyone from the basket, you get points. Oh, to grow in Christ each day. I'll read my Bible. So that's just one way you can do it. A game, but feel free to take a set.
Oh, yeah.
And I love all of you. Is there any questions about it? Just don't forget the conference, and if you possibly can get out to Diamond Bar in February 7th, that's over 6,700. Just to walk with that many people and show this ministry, there's so much joy out there.
Yes.
And our keynote speaker is Pastor Jack Kidd from Chino Hills, and he's fabulous too.
We used to do the.
So we'll have many workshops if you have a problem. Also, when you go on Calvary curriculum, that is free curriculum to anyone in the third world countries that are hurting, or West countries that are poor. Here, they charge you you know how much churches pay for curriculums?
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's $49 or $78 or something. You can have everything that's on your screen. But in any case, you're going to get an awful lot of help, more than you can. And I'll be doing the songs that teach and more of the attributes. So, thank you for coming. No questions at all?
I have a question
from
hearing you last time, too. What did you do in your earlier life?
Oh,
what made you like you are? What was your...
Well, in my early life, I was a very obnoxious, forward, show-off, you know that braggadocio kid that knows everything?
Mm-hmm.
My father was a police officer, and he kept track of us like crazy, and I was the rebellious one that I'm not going to do what he said.
Well, that
gives
hope.
So then God, but then as a child, I went to a good news club. And my brother, in fact, years later, I totally forgot about it. I totally had forgotten about it. I was 3 years of age, and a little lady gave me, and there I was, gave me a flashback. God gave me a flashback, but what made me is my personality is that type A, as you can tell, outgoing, know-it-all. I have to work against boastful and know-it-all all the time. And just many, many years of walking with Jesus.
Did you have a career in your life? Or?
Yes, I was a teacher.
Okay.
Yeah, and when I was in junior high, I saw a PE teacher that I just adored. And I'm going to be a PE teacher with a big, college graduate. And I was terrible. You wouldn't want to be around me at all. But God made me what I am, like He's made you. But don't be like me. Be your own personality.
That's interesting.
Each other a temperament. But thank you, Kathy. The Sylvia story is a wonderful technique to use. Yes, question.
Did you do all the artwork for that Attributes of God thing?
I did the original, but I have a very precious friend who's that much greater than I am, and she did this.
Oh, So she came up with all the.
She came up with all.
So you came up with the attributes.
Yes.
And then she came up with like
well,
the.
God kind of came up with the attributes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She did all this. She went online and found all these pictures, and they're all now they don't have any copyright, so everybody can have them. I don't have to do any copyright things. So.
Thank you
very
much.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
We enjoyed
it.
Yes, it was.
Always. And all of this is fine.
It's all for your donation. It's just a whatever donation you want to give. It actually costs the ministry.
That's
right. I don't want to charge people. God is free. Freely we give it. So if you like, and this be sure to take a bookmark though, because it's a really wonderful tool.
Just
to show you how to
work
through
the steps.
Oh,
we
that's a
I'm
whole
sorry.
Thing. And don't miss the CD.
Yeah.
Play that CD. I don't know
if
anybody has CD
yeah,
players
sorry.
Anymore.
No,
yeah.
Sorry.
Hard to
have
CD players
there,
anymore.
Okay.
You can find anything to play it. You will just be so
blessed. I just
blessed.
Went through all my...
Is that right? Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was going to bring the hook in here.
I'm a good girl, Dan. I'm a good girl.
Okay,
I am.
All right.
Now, where did I go? I know Dan.
Oh, I've been in release time, like I've been in this workshop now many years now, so I actually went through all my supplies and tried to like see what I have, and I think I have the DVD, and I think I might have the bookmark.
Thank you, Steph. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you. Oh, God, reminded me of all kinds of things through your message.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. I identify with everything you're saying. And I do. Yes, get out on the mission field, ladies. That for sure. And get out of your comfort zone. If you won't get out of your comfort zone, it pushes you out. I've learned how just to step out, even though
yeah.
I didn't want to do it, because there's a blessing behind it.
There is, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And when they know that, they know who he is.
Yeah.
I want to sit in and hear stuff because I'm getting pretty damaged kids.